PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 63 for the high today. Winning is easy, you guys. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to PXY Mornings with myself and Breezy Breeze, or just 98PXY for an hour each day for your chance at $5,000 in that national contest.
A blessing and a curse.
I told you guys last week, so my debit card was stolen out of my wallet here at work. And I can't accuse or point any fingers because I have no proof of who could have done it. I don't know who was in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's frustrating nonetheless.
When you have your debit card linked to every subscription or sustainer program you're part of where you have to pay monthly, kind of like the gym.
Bills coming out.
Netflix or Uber or Lyft. It's a pain in the ass. And I think you say it's a blessing because there are subscriptions that I haven't been able to cancel. It's like, now you don't have a choice. You're not getting my money.
150%. I get the whole idea of like, yes, it's such a pain in the ass when you have to update your cards or you go to use DoorDash and like you can't, nothing's going through because your credit card number is different. But there are some things that you're locked in on, like a gym membership, specifically more gyms than others that are hounding you and calling you to sign up and to be a part of it, and then you want to cancel it, but you have to go there in person with a blood sample. You know what I mean? And it's just a pain in the ass.
It's funny you bring that up because they were the first people to call me yesterday.
Of course they were.
Now, obviously,
not shocked at all.
I had gotten a hold of my bank. They issued me a new card, but I didn't get that for almost 10 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get my new card in the mail yesterday, and I take time out of my day to go through and attach my new card number to everything that I'm already currently paying for. Amazon, Netflix, DoorDash, Uber, Lyft. But I didn't get around.
And those aren't like subscription-based things. Those are just like next time you utilize that service, it won't be a pain in the ass for you. Yeah,
that's correct. I like to handle it.
Right.
One of the things I didn't get around to, I called my car insurance. I let them know, hey, mm-hmm. I got a new card on file in case the last one defaults.
Right.
First people to call me up, my gym over at LA Fitness. They called me 3 times in a row. I didn't answer the first time because I'm on a Zoom call. They called me right back a second time. I send it over to voicemail. They call me right back a third time. I go, now I'm pissed.
Right.
I was going to call you back. Now I'm not doing it anymore.
Right.
How obnoxious can you be? I was like, if I don't answer, leave a voicemail like a normal person. I don't need 3 missed calls from you in a row.
The pestering marketing tactic is something that I never, ever, ever will get behind.
I just don't take well to it.
And gyms do it a lot. Not all gyms. But there's specific gyms, I can name like 3 off the top of my hand right now, that like will do this and bully you into picking up their calls, into signing up, into upgrading your package or whatever it is. And it's like they're so aggressive that I'm sure they do bully people who aren't as like strong-willed to be like, okay, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, was your
payment
yes.
due?
Yes.
Like within this time frame?
That's why they called me. So they finally leave a voicemail after calling like maybe 4 times and like, hey, your card on file is not working. I'm like, all right, I was going to get around to it and call you. But after 4 missed calls and a voicemail, now you rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Now I'll get around to it when I decide I want to do it.
So I have something that I subscribe to. I've subscribed to it for years, but somebody else was handling it for me. Like I had a consultant in this one product, right? And I guess they did away with that. So now I'm handling the shipping and the handling of this product that was on an auto ship. And I come to find out, because I just got a new card recently too, just 2 weeks ago, because my chip wasn't working. I come to find out that like you have to have an auto pay on this.
Yes.
Even if you're not planning on buying it again, you have to be the one to go in and skip it because that's how they get you. Because you'll forget. And then it'll renew,
right.
And then you're stuck with the product. And I was like, I really needed the product, but I couldn't get it without doing this. So I was like, I don't really feel right about this. I know I'm going to forget. And then when I got a new card, I was like, bam, perfect. My easy out.
That's your easy out. Let me ask you something. I've thought about this a handful of times. Hannah, you too, intern Hannah. Would you rather lose your entire wallet or your cell phone? Would you rather go God knows how long, because to replace everything in your wallet that is a headache. Or would you rather lose your cell phone and not have access to any of your contacts or social media for 4 to 5 days?
I'd rather use my wallet.
Really?
But,
you too?
But in my case, my phone is my wallet.
See, not me. I don't do that. You put all your credit cards on your phone. Mm-hmm. Why would you risk losing everything at the same time? I don't know why people do that.
I can't carry like all these things. It's just not for me.
Oh, really?
No.
Taser, stun gun, brass knuckles, all in your pocket.
I mean,
give me
I
a
don't
break.
Bring those into the store with me. I just bring one thing and then we're good to go.
I find that to be so brave when people put all their credit cards and ID into their phone and just carry that around with them. If you lose one, fine. But both at the same time, I would freak out, man.
I don't know.
And this whole debit card thing was the biggest pain in the ass, and I'm still trying to figure out what happened to my card. I keep the wallet in my backpack on my desk, and all of a sudden last week, I go in there, and my card's missing out of my wallet. And you know me, my type A personality.
Yep.
I know where everything is 100% of the time. Everything has a place. I haven't been able to wrap my head around what could have happened. We had our engineer going through security camera footage.
There's not even cameras upstairs.
He was checking who scanned into the door, who came in, who right. with their key fob.
There's no one here.
No, nothing.
Probably a ghost, honestly. This building is haunted, so.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm glad I got that out of the way.
Not the ghost ordering a huge package on Amazon.
All right, I got to go. LA Fitness is calling me.